Well, last week I told you that I had an experience with medical sciences when I had my appendix removed, and it was, I mean, it's amazing. We are blessed in this country with the medical services we have, and I know that as a diabetic, every day I'm thankful for that. And I also have to tell you that I'm blessed because I've gained a wonderful education due to the sacrifice of my parents and for the opportunities that we have in a free society to attain those things. And I'm blessed to be here at St. Patrick's serving with all of you, serving the mission of God here. And I'm thankful for my wonderful family extended across the country who support me in the things I do and love me every day. And later on this year, I'm getting married to the love of my life. Things are pretty darn good for me. It's amazing that I have somebody in my building who collects my Amazon packages for me. I have so many blessings. So many blessings. And yet, and I'm imagining that all of you do as well, that you are blessed with so many things. We are all relatively comfortable if you are here this morning at St. Patrick's, or you're even living here in the United States. We are blessed. Yet, the human condition forces us to look around and try to find things to complain about. You ever notice that? Read the newspaper, you watch the news, it's just complaint after complaint after complaint. You get in these things on Facebook, it's crazy the amount of complaints that are made and less about the many blessings that we have. Why is that? Why is that? I think it's a lot easier for us as humans to be thinking about all the things that are going wrong around us and pointing blame at somebody else, rather than realizing that we are amazingly blessed. And living at this time period in the history of the world, we have more blessings than billions and billions of people that have existed on this planet over the years. It is unbelievable. Yet we can still point fingers at somebody else. And we do. In the story we had today from the Gospel, we have this every last Sunday of Epiphany. It's this story of the Transfiguration. This story is about Jesus and his disciples, a few of them, going up on a mountain where they experienced something that was extraordinary. Extraordinary. Peter said, "Why don't we build a dwelling here so that we can stay here forever? This is where I've seen an amazing thing. It's transformed my life. It was so amazing that I want to save it forever." Peter said, "Let's build a dwelling place. Let's camp out right here. I do not want to move ever again." That's not the way it works. See, the thing is about our lives is that we are so blessed with so many things, and we want to hold on to those things. We want to stay comfortable. And that's not what God is calling us to do and be in the world. That's not what we're supposed to be doing. We have so many blessings. So many blessings. Yet we don't really consider them to be blessings. We're always looking at somebody else who has more than we do. We're always looking at the rich and powerful that have things that we don't have, that have the privileges that we don't have. We want to throw a parade for something that we are celebrating ourselves about. We want to hold on to these things rather than doing what Jesus is calling us to do. In the passage of Scripture that we heard, it says, you know, Peter said, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah, so that we can just gaze at you," is what he's saying. He did not know what to say, for they were terrified. And then the voice said, "This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him." We are called to listen to Jesus. Not to be pointing fingers at what everybody else is doing wrong. We are called to listen, take it into our through our ears, into our brain, and understand what we're supposed to be doing as a response for that. Jesus said, we can't stay here. You can't build dwelling places and gaze at us forever. This is an experience that you will have for a moment, and then you will go down the mountaintop. You will leave that place, and your mission is to help somebody else get move up the mountain. It's not to stay still on top of it. We have a mission in the world to go out and reach out a hand of assistance and help people move up the mountainside, to move up the hill of life. Later on this week, on Thursday, after Ash Wednesday, on Thursday morning at about 7-something a.m., I will be on an airplane with a team from St. Patrick's to our mission spot in Haiti. Because when you get to Haiti and you're walking around the roads in Haiti, you realize that we, no matter who you are in this room, have an abundance of blessings. No Amazon. No, there's possibility of not having a place to live or not having enough food to eat is a reality on the ground in Haiti. We have so many blessings, and our task is to reach out our hand and to help others up the hill. Bring other people upward rather than sitting at the top, looking down, looking up, and complaining about where we are. Our mission is to reach out a hand and to pull people up. On Wednesday, we begin Lent. And it's a time to think about figuring out what is getting in the way between where we are in our character and where we hope to be. And trying to figure out how to close that gap up. What are we doing to close that gap? I hope that you will take some time, and I've been asking over the past several weeks, hope you will take some time to think about what you need to close the gap in your life. Close the gap so that you can become who you are called to be by God. Because by doing that, you help other people get to the top. It's reaching out your hand, looking into your heart, and figuring out how blessed you really are. You all are blessed. I'm blessed. We together are blessed. How do we help others? Give our blessing to the others. That is our task. That is our call. That is our mission. So as you go out from this place, think about the habits that get in your way or the things that you need to do to apply in your life that will make your character be one of reaching out. Not thinking about yourself and about how you don't have everything somebody else has. Think about all of what you do have and how you can share it with your neighbor. That is our goal and our task during this time. I want to close with one quote. It's, "Comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable." That's the work of a prophet. It was actually written in a book, and it was about the press. But it's the same, it's the principle that is what we need to be thinking about in our lives. If we're comfortable, then we need to be afflicted. We need to be able to see that there are things that we need to be doing with our lives to make the world a better place. If we have an affliction, if you're down in the valleys of life, you need the reaching hand of somebody else to comfort you and raise you up. It's the circle of our existence. Remember this quote as you enter this season of Lent on Wednesday, And think about how it applies to your life. How are you finding these pieces and how are you applying them out into the world? Amen.